You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced that masks will be made mandatory on all domestic flights in New Zealand, as well as on public transport in Auckland as of Thursday this week. This decision followed another re-emergence of COVID-19 in the community in Auckland. I spoke to Dr. Joel Rindelob, who is an aerosol chemist at the University of Auckland, about the effectiveness of masks and why you should be wearing them to make sure yourself and others are protected against COVID-19. Here is Joel. The government has made mask wearing mandatory on all domestic flights in New Zealand as well as public transport in Auckland from Thursday this week. Is this the right decision?
Well, based on the data we have, it actually says that, yeah, masks can be very useful in helping reduce the spread of COVID-19 if we can get enough people to buy in. So what the government's trying to do here is try to get more people to be comfortable wearing those masks in public settings.
So how effective are masks at preventing the spread of COVID-19?
So that's a really good question. First of all, not all masks are created equal, right? So some of the cloth varieties that you might make at home are maybe, 40%. If you're doing well, bandanas, for instance, are going to be way worse than that, like less than 10%. Those are virtually useless, so probably don't use those. Whereas the N95 masks that you'll see that healthcare workers have are going to be about 95% efficient. So, but at the end of the day, the efficiency of a mask is only as good as how you wear it. So you need to wear it properly as well.
And how do you wear a mask properly and handle it properly between uses?
Yeah, very good question. Again, so you want to make sure that it does cover your whole mouth and nose area. In fact, we think that breathing through the nose is actually one of the key areas where SARS-CoV-2 virus will actually infect. So if you see people walking around with just their mask over their mouth and leaving their nose open, that's actually a huge risk. So we want to make sure that we have that tight seal. We don't want to touch the outside of the mask ever, because if that mask is doing its job appropriately, now it has collected that virus on the outside of it. So never touch it. And remember that you want to wash your hands after taking on and off that mask. So it's important to keep good hygiene as another layer of protection, along with mask use, physical distancing as well.
So if you're on the go and you're wearing a mask, say you wear your mask on the bus and then you take it off, is the best idea to have hand sanitizer or something on you to get you to the next place where you can wash your hands after using your mask?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely have hand sanitizer with you if you're on the go. It's a really good thing to do. Try to use that alcohol-based solution for at least 15 seconds or so. And if you do have a separate disposable baggie or something that you can put your mask in, to keep it separated from potentially contaminating some of the other things in your bag or purse.
So what other measures can people put into their everyday lives to protect themselves and others from COVID-19?
Yeah, so I like to think as masks as just one part of our sandwich. You'll have to excuse me, I'm kind of a hungry guy, so I like to think of virus prevention as a sandwich. So we'll say masks are like a slice of cheese on that sandwich. We also have physical distancing, which is important. That's maybe some of the meatier parts, but we also have hygiene, as I said, so maybe that's your tomato. But one part that really is overlooked in the real sandwich world, too, is that air ventilation. So we need to have clean air. Like you don't want to breathe old, stale air in a room, just like you don't want that old, stale bread on your sandwich. So what we can do is try to open up ventilation, so that could be as easy as just lifting a window to get good outside airflow to make sure that your indoor air is clean, because a lot of these events or high-risk areas indoors are where super spreader types of events can happen. So we want to avoid that by having that nice positive airflow, kind of like we do in outdoors.
Will the government need to go further in mandating rules around preventing the spread of the virus, or is what has been put in place as of Thursday enough?
That's a really good question, and something that I can't possibly give you an answer straight away. It's something that we're going to have to wait and find out. But I think having just people comfortable with some of these simple measures, like even wearing a mask, are definitely things that we can do to help limit the spread of COVID-19 should it and will it return again.
And it is likely that, I mean, obviously we've seen it re-emerge into the community and there sort of be confusion about where it's come from. So do you think people are going to be more likely to get on board now with their contact tracing and wearing masks now that we've seen random, I guess, cases turn up?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We really need to destigmatize the use of masks, for instance. Like, masks are cool. If you see someone wearing it, it means that they care about the people around them. So we just need to kind of accept them into our daily lives, because this is a pandemic and we don't know when the virus will come back next.
That was Dr. Joel Rindelob, who is an aerosol chemist from the University of Auckland, speaking a little bit about the effectiveness of masks when it comes to protecting yourself and others from COVID-19, and also talking a little bit about what else you can do to keep up with your hygiene and make sure you are doing everything you can not to spread the virus.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.